Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Bruce Catton, The Civil War, is a narrative history of the American Civil War written for a broad readership rather than for a narrowly academic audience. Published in the American Heritage tradition and later presented with an introduction by historian James M. McPherson, the book traces the conflict from the sectional crisis before secession through the surrender of Confederate forces. Its subject is both military and political armies. Campaigns, leaders, elections, diplomacy, and the shifting meaning of union and emancipation all appear as parts of one national crisis. Catton is best known for making Civil War history readable without reducing it to simple battlefield chronology. This book reflects that strength by connecting major engagements such as Shiloh, Antietam, Gettysburg, and Appomattox to the larger pressure shaping both governments. Its purpose is to give readers a coherent, vivid overview of why the war happened, how it unfolded, and why its consequences remain central to American identity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sectional division as the political foundation of war. Catton presents the Civil War as the result of a long breakdown in the national political order rather than as a sudden military accident. The book begins with a widening division between North and South, emphasizing how incompatible social systems, economic interests, and constitutional interpretations make compromise increasingly fragile. Slavery is central to this background because it shapes Southern political power, Northern resistance to expansion, and the moral stakes that gradually became impossible to contain within ordinary party politics. Catton does not treat secession merely as a procedural event. He frames it as the moment when political disagreement became a challenge to the survival of the Union itself. This approach matters because it helps readers see why the opening shots of the war carried meaning beyond military provocation. Fort Sumter, mobilization, and the formation of opposing governments appear as consequences of a deeper national fracture. The book, therefore, grounds battlefield events in causes that were institutional, regional, and ideological. Secondly, major battles explained through momentum, morale, and command decisions. A central strength of the book is its ability to describe battles without turning them into isolated tactical diagrams. Catton covers key campaigns and engagements as turning points in the changing balance of the war, showing how command choices, geography, timing, and morale affected broader outcomes. Battles such as Shiloh and Antietam are important not only for casualties or maneuvers, but because they altered public expectations and political possibilities. Gettysburg receives attention as a major Confederate defeat. Yet its significance is connected to the larger failure of Southern offensive strategy and the growing confidence of Union arms. Catton also gives attention to the uneven quality of leadership on both sides, including the difficulties Union commanders faced before the emergence of more aggressive operational leadership. His treatment encourages readers to understand battle as a process in which uncertainty, exhaustion, communication, and personality shaped events. This makes the military narrative accessible while preserving the seriousness of strategic consequence. Thirdly, Lincoln, Confederate leadership, and the pressure of wartime politics. The book carefully links military events to political leadership, especially the burden placed on Abraham Lincoln as he managed generals, public opinion, border states, party factions, and the evolving purpose of the war. Catton presents wartime politics as an active force that influenced strategy, not as a separate background issue. Union policy had to sustain Northern morale, preserve constitutional legitimacy, and eventually incorporate emancipation as both a moral and military measure. On the Confederate side, the demand for independence required political unity, resource control, and confidence in eventual recognition or exhaustion of the North. The contrast between the two governments reveals how political structures affected military capacity. The Union could draw on deeper industry, population, finance, and transportation, but it still needed leadership capable of turning advantages into victory. The Confederacy possessed strong defensive motivation and skilled commanders, yet faced structural limits that politics could not fully overcome. Catton makes these pressures intelligible without reducing leaders to symbols. Fourthly, diplomacy and international perception as hidden fronts of the conflict. Catton includes diplomatic activity as part of the war because both sides understood that foreign opinion could influence the conflict. The Confederacy hoped that European dependence on cotton and sympathy for self-determination might lead to recognition or intervention. The Union, by contrast, needed to prevent foreign governments from treating the Confederacy as a legitimate nation. This diplomatic struggle gives the war an international dimension often overlooked in brief battle-centered summaries. It also clarifies why emancipation became strategically important beyond the domestic battlefield. Once the war could be understood more clearly as a struggle against slavery, European governments faced greater political and moral difficulty in supporting the Confederacy. Catton does not present diplomacy as more decisive than armies, but he shows that international perception affected confidence, strategy, and political calculation. By weaving diplomacy into the narrative, the book broadens the reader view of the Civil War from a conflict fought only in Virginia, Tennessee, and Georgia to a crisis watched closely across the Atlantic. Lastly, readable synthesis rather than specialized military or academic history, the phrase associated with the book, infinitely readable, points to its distinctive place in Civil War literature. Catton writes with narrative clarity, organizing a vast conflict into a sequence that general readers can follow while still encountering substantial political and military context. The benefit of this approach is coherence. Readers receive a strong sense of chronology, cause, consequence, and human pressure without being overwhelmed by archival debates or minute tactical disputes. The limitation is that specialists may want more detailed treatment of particular armies, campaigns, social histories, or historiographical controversies. Catton is not trying to replace focused works on Reconstruction, slavery, battlefield command, African-American military service, or the Confederate home front. Instead, the book functions as an interpretive gateway. Its value lies in giving readers a framework that makes later specialized reading easier. The synthesis is especially effective because it respects complexity while maintaining narrative motion, a balance that explains the lasting appeal of Catton's work. In conclusion, The Civil War is best suited for readers who want a substantial but approachable account of the conflict before moving into more specialized Civil War scholarship. It will benefit general history readers, students needing orientation, and enthusiasts who want military events connected to political leadership and national consequence. Its practical intellectual value is organizational. It helps readers place major battles, leaders, diplomatic concerns, and policy shifts within a single coherent sequence. That makes it useful for understanding not only what happened, but why certain moments changed the direction of the war. Compared with more technical campaign studies, Catton offers less operational detail, but he provides stronger narrative continuity for readers encountering the full war at once. Compared with very brief introductions, he gives more texture, especially in the relationship between battlefront and political decision. The book stands out because Catton combines accessibility with seriousness. He writes in a style that keeps the reader moving while preserving the scale and tragedy of the conflict. For readers seeking an entry point into Civil War history that is neither superficial nor overly specialized, this remains a reliable and engaging synthesis. If you would like to support Bruce Catton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.